Lisa Lillian, a.k.a. Hungry Girl, is a New York Times best-selling author and the creator of HungryGirl.com, the kitchen-conquering daily email that informs and entertains. Lisa is a typical woman battling the same food issues we all struggle with. Lisa is not a nutritionist, rather a foodologist. She celebrates how wonderful food is and how much of it she can eat and still fit into her clothes. More than 1 million fans get the daily Hungry Girl email with recipes, supermarket finds, survival guides, and tips and tricks. What started as a daily email to friends and family has turned into a nationwide phenomenon. In addition to emails, Lisa starred in the Hungry Girl TV show, plus she's made guest appearances all over TV. She's a regular contributor to many popular magazines, and she's the author of best-selling books, four of which debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Her most recent book, To the Max, The Ultimate Guilt-Free Cookbook, is what we'll focus on today. Welcome, Lisa. I am thrilled to have you as a guest on the Book Report.
Well, thanks for having me.
First, tell us about the creation of Hungry Girl. What got you started?
I started Hungry Girl back in 2004. I've always been food obsessed. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian. I'm just hungry. And so I thought there was sort of like a space or a hole in the market for information that was more fun and relatable and less serious, but still really helpful. And that's what inspired me to start Hungry Girl as a daily email service back then.
Yeah, I receive your daily email. It's written in such an entertaining style. How do you get it out each day?
Well, thank you, first of all. It's really fun to work on, and basically, we run Hungry Girl almost like a daily newspaper. I mean, when I first started, it was just me, and then I had a graphic designer who worked with me. But the brand has grown organically, and now there are about 12 of us who work on all the content. So, we're working hard constantly to produce everything and get the best, most fun, and, you know, helpful, informative information out there every single day.
Your previous books have had titles like 200 Under 200 and Supermarket Survival. Your new book is To the Max. What is the inspiration behind this one?
Well, this is the seventh book, and it's the sixth cookbook, and To the Max really is the Hungry Girl Bible. And there are 650 recipes. I thought it was time to just have a huge, all-inclusive book that included all the classics and things like Hungry Girl faux fries and egg mugs and growing oatmeal bowls, as well as party foods and cocktails and desserts. So 650 recipes. I mean, the book is 3.5 pounds.
And what is your test kitchen like?
Oh, it's the most fun place ever. The test kitchen, I wish I could be there every single day. I'm sad that I have to travel, but we're just constantly trying out new things, and it's a little bit like a lab, and definitely like a mad scientist, and it's just a lot of chewing and a lot of laughing.
Now, if someone is new to your ideology, should they pick up one book before they pick up another?
Well, I think that the latest book, Hungry Girl to the Max, it really is all-encompassing. So I think if you've missed the past books, this book really does it all. I always will love 200 Under 200 because it's a great book for mini meals and snack ideas. And also Supermarket Survival is really helpful because that helps people navigate the supermarket aisles, people who may be new to this way of eating. So I hope that's an answer. I mean, the short answer is I think Hungry Girl to the Max if you really want a Hungry Girl cookbook of classics.
Yeah. Well, in addition to your daily email, you are doing books and tours and TV. How do you manage it all?
I don't sleep a lot, but I really love it. So I always say if you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. And so I don't mind working 12 or 15 hours a day, and I love helping people, and touring is actually the most fun. So just getting to meet the fans of Hungry Girl, people who I've helped over the years, is the greatest.
You've been a guest on many TV shows like Rachel Ray, Dr. Oz, Today. Tell us a favorite behind-the-scenes story.
Well, I love them all, and I love Dr. Oz. He's like the nicest person ever, and he was so cute. One day we did a rehearsal, and it was freezing in the studio, and he took off his sweatshirt, and he made me wear his sweatshirt, which I thought was really adorable. And also, I don't know if anyone knows this, but he still performs surgery on Thursdays. So in addition to being a TV show host, he is performing surgery. So I thought that was pretty cool.
No, I didn't. Well, okay, holiday season coming up. Any survival tips?
Yeah, I would say for the holidays, it's all about planning. So I think people tend to make excuses. And so if you know you have a cocktail party or a big lunch or a big dinner, you should plan around that for the day. And don't skip meals and save up your calories for a party or anything like that, because you end up overeating. And also up the exercise.
Hmm. Now, is one of your cookbooks more kind of party-centric than others?
Well, the new one has a whole slew of party recipes. The very first one has some as well. But definitely Hungry Girl to the Max has the most party recipes, along with cocktails, which, you know, you can't go wrong with cocktails.
Beverages are a key element of any holiday party.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. The daily emails are continuing on and going strong. There's another book coming out in the spring, and that's another 200 under 200 dessert book that I'm really excited about. That's only desserts. And, you know, keep doing more Dr. Oz appearances. I'm going to be fairly regularly appearing on that show.
Yes, desserts are kind of important to me, too. So, all right, readers, I want to tell you that check the Hungry Girl website for appearances when you can actually meet Lisa. And this is a phenomenon that even if you don't need to lose a pound or two, worth definitely checking into. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was good talking to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.